Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is live. We're live. We're actually live. This is May talking to you from New York. It's a gorgeous day. I don't know how it is down there in Nashville, Miss Cynthia.
It's hot. It's steamy. Hey, listen, Nashville has been on fire.
Literally?
Know, they opened a new amphitheater. Well, yeah. They opened a new amphitheater down by the river, and over the weekend, Dolly Parton was in one venue, Shania Twain was in another, the Monkees were at the Ryman. It was insanity. And we went to see Shirley MacLaine at the Skirmerhorn do her one-woman show.
Oh, my God. What a great, what a great weekend.
I know.
My goodness.
I know.
That is great.
Shirley
that
MacLaine
is
she's crazy, but she's going to be 82 years old. Woman's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh. Yep. I know. I've seen her. I saw her a year or two ago, and I mean, she looks fabulous. She really does.
Yep.
She used to be my neighbor down the block when I lived in the city. Yeah. She used to be the neighbor when John and I were together. She lived down a couple of buildings over. I mean, I had
Did
some interesting people on my block. I mean, what was it? Who's the one, Greta, the one that says I want to
Greta
be alone?
Garbo? Yeah.
Is that who? Yeah. I want. Yeah. So she lived on one side, and you know, Shirley lived down, and Kissinger lived on that block, and you know, there's all these different people. It was great.
I saw Greta Garbo one time when I was in Gristides. You know, there's a Gristides in that area, and she looked like a bag woman. I mean, I only knew it was her because, you know, I'm somebody who knows that, but you wouldn't have known it was her unless you were someone who really was aware. None of that sounds right. I knew it was her. Okay.
that's wild. I mean, that is wild. But the thing is, we finally got. I feel bad for a lot of the people out west who are having all those fires. I mean, I hope they get that under control. I feel so bad. All these people that are losing their homes. It's so dry out there. Mother Nature. You can't fight with Mother Nature. I mean, it's just going through changes, and some of those tornadoes in the Midwest, it's insanity out there. I mean, you know, I feel bad. And and we got a great guest today. I am so excited.
We have a fabulous guest.
I love him.
He's making a return appearance. Yep.
Yes.
And we're especially excited because, first of all, their whole family dynamic is such an interesting tale, but this guy, so humble. We had him on the show, and they are out now. We're talking about Paul Cowsill, and the Cowsills are out now on tour with the Happy Together tour, and this thing is going gangbusters. The Cowsills are still making the same music that it'll bring a smile to your face.
Oh, I know, and they sound better than ever. Oh, my God, yes.
I just told him before we went live on the air that the skinny I heard, and remember, I live in Music City, is that the Cowsills are really fabulous, and we want to welcome back to the show Paul Cowsill. Yay!
Yes. Yay!
Hey, guys. Hold
Hi.
A day. I'm on a bus tour of the United States. It was you guys, it was 47 years ago. When the Cowsills went on their first bus tour, we took the Rain the Park and other things out there, and MGM was the record company, and they put us on this bus tour. It was the most fun. And so I've always had that at the top of my bucket list. I mean, I'm 63 now, and I thought for sure in the 40s I'd be on the bus tour. And then I thought, oh, well, gosh, it's got to happen in the 50s. And then I said to my brother Bob, you know, we got to just keep going because it's got to happen, and it finally happens in our 60s. And I think that because it happened in our 60s, I think we're appreciating it so much more.
Well, that, you know, it's great that you guys all get along because I've known some groups when they've had bus tours and they don't even talk to each other. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I know, you know, we've heard about that, but that is not happening on our bus. We are having, on our bus, we're with the association, And so that's Jim Yester and Jules and Dell. And then we're on there with our sound guys and our stage manager and our tour manager, Ron. So our bus is just rocking. We have such a good time. Oh, and the Buckinghams are on with us, too. That's Nick and Carl. And we just are having a great time. You know, it's pretty hard to get my family down. I mean, you know, we were nine, and so being on this bus is just kind of like we're with the family. You know, it's not like a whole bunch of extra people. It's just been awesome, you guys.
No,
awesome.
Listen, at what point in the tour are you now, Paul? I mean, are you halfway through?
Yeah, I think show-wise we're halfway through. As far as days out, we're probably better than half, but we have a little bit over half the shows to go. And it's just been awesome. It's like one-nighters. And my real exciting thing, you guys, this is so funny, is that I wanted to do a show, and then I just wanted, right after the show, I wanted to have to leave the auditorium, get on the bus, and go to the next stage. And
listen,
my gosh,
you've got more
really...
energy than anybody I know. I mean, I can't, especially after watching you at Chiller, I cannot believe it. I tell people that. I said, wait till you see them. You can't. And it's... I said, wait till you see Paul.
I get so excited. I'm telling you, you know, it's so funny because I think everybody on this tour, they see me, and every day I just can't wait for the show. And so, you know, as soon as certain things happen, like the dinner is always at 5:30. I don't really eat the dinner much, but I know, boy, we're just a short way from the show, and the show is just a hoot, you guys. I mean, all the bands and all these hit records that everybody's singing, you know, there's six of us, and we're all doing about five songs, depending on the length of show. So the 25-minute show per band is a five songs, and then we go down to a 20-minute set that can be four songs. The casinos, they really want people they don't make much money on these concerts, I don't think, and so they want the people back out, so that's an hour and a half. That's three songs, and you know, it seems really fast to us, but everybody I talk to, oh, they just love that one, too, but I sure like doing the long set. Because,
no, I do.
Are you surprised at the accolades? Are you surprised at the you know, the way the audience is reacting to this?
Well, you know, they jumble up this lineup every year or every other year, and so I think this year they've really stumbled onto a gold mine because just the particular people that we have out, it just seems to match up really well. A lot of pop music, you know, everybody had it going on. And it's just, I just think it's the bands that were picked that's making this thing just so exciting. And we're on
Powers,
second.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, well, we're
on
second every night. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just a great slot. We just keep trying to bring our A game. Look at, you're going out there and you know you've got five songs. May, Cynthia, you guys know we're a 90-minute act. I mean, we have a whole lot of stuff to share, and in this thing that doesn't really happen, but you know, we've really tried to get our talking in. It's funny, at the beginning our talk between songs was all about how we didn't have any time to talk. And so that became a...
I love it. I just love that. I don't want you to get off the stage. You have to understand that when I've seen you now, and I've seen you as the family, I don't want you to get off the stage. And it's like, it's amazing. I'm going to only hear five songs on Wednesday. Anybody out there at Englewood, you know, this is where the guys are going to be. I'm going to be like, oh my God, only five songs? I want more.
But the thing is, May, that's the funny thing about this show, is that, you know, there's a whole lot more to come after us. And there was, you know, it's either the Grassroots or the Buckingham. Well, let's see. On Wednesday, the Grassroots will be opening. And, man, they bring it. And I think you're going to find yourself enjoying everybody. I mean, Mark Lindsay, you guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've seen Mark. He's great. Yeah, no,
he can bend like a... I mean, I've never seen anybody stretch and bend like this guy, you know? It's just incredible. And, of course, Mark and Howard, we just love those guys so much. Mark is... I look up to him because he's out there being as free as a bird. Wait till you see this show, you guys. You're going to be laughing and just enjoying the music so much. I laugh every night.
I know you do. You bring a sunshine into the room, I have to tell you. I mean, my friends that you met when we did Chiller together. I mean,
yes.
they were from you know, from Scotland and England.
Right,
they were like,
right.
They were so amazed. They said, "My God, the energy that you were exuding." They couldn't believe it. They loved it. They thought you were fantastic.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of jumping around, and we're just singing our hearts out. You know, we're just trying to do our very best every night, you know, make it like it is a brand new show. We're so happy, Cynthia, we are, like, we've just been longing for this, you know, to be able to just night after night play for thousands of people.
I know, and your vocals are amazing, because I have to tell you, because I've seen acts over the years,
they sound
better than the same. I think they sound better, and I was just so amazed by it. So that's why I said, I have a surprise when the fall comes, when you actually do your new show. I have a surprise, and hopefully it all works out together. Sorry.
Okay, I have to wait.
You have to wait, because
I can't
tell you, because this is something that I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
She's a stinker like that. She can keep a secret, Paul. Okay, if I can get it out of her, I'll let you know.
Man,
all right?
that's a bummer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I'm going to be stressing for the next 3 days.
I know, you're going to try. I could see you on Wednesday and go, so, what is it? I'm not going to tell you.
That's awesome.
It's for the family. It's for everyone, so no one's going to know. Oh, you know what's funny? Now, you have a brother that plays with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, my brother John.
Right. And
yes,
he's playing. The Beach Boys are playing near where I live in August, and I was like, "Oh wow, they're up here!" And I just remembered that your brother is also on that one. So
John has been with them.
Silver all over the place. Yeah.
They are, and John actually, we were at the Pacific Amphitheater in Costa Mesa, California last week, and John was not with the Beach Boys. He had a day off, and he came on out to the Pacific Amphitheater, and he came on stage with us for Hair and the finale.
Oh, wow.
Of the show.
Oh, how great is that?
It was really great. It was great, and he was having a great time.
It's almost like a time machine for you guys. It's like, you know, I mean, for the listeners that don't know, because we got a lot of young listeners, these Beatles peeps, and the Cow Sills were really what the show The Partridge Family was based on. And you guys had some time in the sun, and then all of a sudden it was over. And now to be able to go back and be those people again. Of course, some of you are not here with us anymore, and it has changed a little bit, but the spirit is still there, and that's what is amazing. Like I said, Paul, I've heard that you guys are phenomenal in the show. Phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
That's nice.
And
that's,
you know what?
Nice.
From what I've seen, absolutely. And there's, you know, the Partridge Family, forget about it. It's really
right.
It's the Cow Sills. I'm happy. I heard you on Cousin Brucey on the Sirius XM show as well, and I thought that was fantastic. You guys sounded great.
That was awesome with Cousin Brucey. That was right up there in his studio. And he even brought an audience of about 50 people in and set up like a bleacher, and they were all sitting there right outside the glass. And
that was
just incredible to be with Cousin Brucey on that show.
I know, and you know, because I know Cousin Brucey, and I was listening to it, and I said, and I heard the sound, and you sounded great. And I've heard other acts that he's had on there. They don't come anywhere close as what you guys had it down. I mean, coming across over, and you know, it's really hard. You know, you're
it
in
is.
The studio, and yet you came across really well. And I've heard other acts, and some of them were a little out of tune. Some of them you guys were great. I must have heard that repeat a couple of times. I was really thrilled. I was telling anybody who had SiriusXM like to listen to it. I said, it's a great show.
Awesome. It was really fun. You know, they let our whole band set up. They set the whole band up in that room.
Oh, wow.
It was incredible. And it was, they dealt that show out. It was incredible. It was it was a really tight afternoon, the way they had it all figured out. It was, because I couldn't figure out how the heck we were getting our band in there, honestly. But we did, and they were in there, and that was a great show. That was a great show.
That was fantastic, yeah. So it's good. So now, where can everybody find you for the shows that are coming up? Is there
a
website?
Well, I'll tell you, there is. You can go either to the Happy Together Tour 2015 website, or they can go to cowsill.com. I think we've got that up on our site as well. And, yeah, we just want everybody to come out and see this thing. We've been selling out, you guys. There hasn't been one show that hasn't been sold out, including the amphitheater. And that was like 8,000 people or something. So,
see,
yeah,
but
it was
you
really...
know what it is, though, Paul? There, I think with everything that's going on now in the world, it's like people want... They want to take this cyber time machine trip back, and they want to reconnect with a time when things were a little bit more innocent. And even if they weren't, we thought they were. Okay.
We surely did.
Yeah.
We did.
Oh my gosh, this is.
It's great. It feels almost surreal, you guys, to me and Bob and Susan. We're out here and. You know, it's like, it's just the most amazing thing. You know, of course, we got rules out here and all that kind of thing, and we just love the rules, you know. We're living the dream. I tell you, I thought when I was working on my TV shows and in my movies, I thought that was living the dream. And at that time, it was for me living the dream. But, man, this is really living the dream. I mean, we don't even have to do sound checks.
Oh, you know what? You guys are so tight in your vocals. I love it. I really
and
do.
It's getting. I know, and the band is so good with us, and it is a tight. It's a tight show, honestly, you guys. I mean, it's clicking. There's hardly any wait between acts, and every song is a hit. Every song, everybody knows. And that's
wow.
You know, crazy.
And that's where we. That's where everybody starts to sing, and that's the.
Yes.
And it brings us. And it brings us back to a time that we. To relate to that, it's a happy, and that is a happy together. It's a happy time that's, you know, and it's
yes.
Wonderful.
These people that are coming to these shows, I talk to them all because after the show, we wait for the audience to disperse and for the merch table to break down, but our fans are always hanging, and so we go out and we meet up with them, and look at these are the people that are coming out in groves are the same people that went to Woodstock and went to Monterey. Yeah. Wow, that's something in the... Hang
what
on, man.
That? Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Somebody, I'm sorry, that's, I'm in a hotel where they're doing work.
Oh, is that what it is? I mean,
yeah, sorry.
It sounded like... It's, no, it's okay. It was just like it sounded like a rocket ship going off somewhere.
I know. Can you hear it now?
It's
a little
bit
it?
Better. It's not
okay.
That was funny. That was funny.
Alien applause.
No.
Hey,
you guys, I walked out of my room and I locked the door behind me, getting away from that noise.
Oh no! So now I hope you're dressed. Do you have clothes?
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was dressed. I'm good. Oh, wow, that scared the heck out of me.
Yeah, so
hey,
it's...
Before we let you go, is this making... Are you guys creating new music? I mean, are you going to read...
Yes,
like,
yeah, me and Susan and Bob are having a meeting today, and we're going to go in the studio in February.
Oh, good.
Everybody has Bob has songs, Susan has songs, I got a couple of songs, and so, yeah, we're going to take the band in down at a place called Dockside in Lafayette, Louisiana. And we're going to hunker down in there and get an album done.
That is awesome.
I'm excited.
And, so then you have to come back to us when you're ready to release that new album, because we want to have...
I will. Okay. I definitely will. Yeah. And May, I have to get your number because I have to call you later.
Okay. I will send you by email or text, one of the two, so that you'll have it. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
I definitely will. I'll be sending it to you because I think I have your phone number. If
awesome.
Not, it'll be by email. So one of the two.
Okay.
And I
that
will talk
great.
To you later. But I'm excited. I'm just excited. I am really excited for you guys. You guys deserve it. I think I can't tell you how many people I've told. And I said, listen, you got to hear them. You got to go see them. I've been doing that since I had seen you. It was great.
May, I got to tell you something. I got to tell everybody, all your whole audience, I have to tell them to never give up on their dreams.
You've got to
persevere, and you've got to just push. And if you do that, then whatever your dreams are going to come true. Because ours did.
Wow. You know what? That's right.
Story.
Yeah.
We're thrilled for you, and
so excited.
It's just the tip of the iceberg. So we want you to save your voice now. Save your voice. Go down and get your hotel key because I really feel bad about that.
Well, there's one of the gals that do the room. She's right outside my room, so I'll let her help her let me in.
Okay.
Wow. I bolted out of there, you guys.
Yeah.
All right, May, Cynthia, thank you. I love you guys.
Love you too, and I will see you
Take
soon.
Care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. He's locked out of his hotel room.
Could you imagine? Oh, my God.
Listen, you know something? It couldn't happen to nicer people. I'm glad that they have a chance to go back and finish what they started. You know, because
I totally
it's all
agree.
Was pulled out from under them when they were kids. And it's a wonderful, it's a real American story. And
I know.
It's just great. Great. I'm excited.
I am so excited. I can't tell you, they sound, and I said this, and I think they sound better now than they ever have. And I, you know me, I sound is very important, but they sound great. They really do. They sound better now than, they're tight. There's no, when you listen to them sing, they're one unit. Because, you know, I've heard other bands, and as I said before, and I've heard them sing, and you go, maybe they should not be on tour, you know, on some of these people.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
You know,
and it's embarrassing. And you almost cringe.
Yeah.
It's like,
Oh, no. But they are definitely the best. They are the best.
Well, you know, their
music
was always so up and joyful and positive, and you can hear it in his voice. He's just so thrilled to just be able to continue doing, you know, what they started out doing. And I think that is a testimony right there to what he said, never give up on your dream. And the fact that they're now in their 60s and they're still out there doing, they still have something to offer. And this is what's wrong in our country, is that after a certain age, we think, oh, people are finished, that's it, they don't have anything else to offer.
That's why that whole thing about, you know, when they say, you know, about the age, and they don't hire anybody past a certain age. We're the ones that have the experience. We're the ones that are still out there wanting to do things. We are the people that they should hire. Not, you know, the young kids, I don't know some of them, and they don't care. We do care. We have always cared. But the thing is, you know, the age. You know, we still want to work. That should be a testimony to a lot of companies. We still want to work.
Well,
and
that's we'll show
the difference.
Up for work.
And we'll show
up
for work, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you
we'll
know, when you,
yep.
I hate when they force somebody to retire. They don't want to retire.
Yep.
Why should they be retiring if they don't want to and they're still good, you know, and they still want to do things?
In this situation, May, they got to go out there live and perform. It's not, you know, they're not lip syncing, they're performing.
Yes. Yes.
And this kind of music, correct me if I'm wrong, this kind of music is a little more pure in that they can't use a lot of tricks. There's not a lot of auto-tuning and all of that.
No, not when they're out. Let me tell you something. We were talking just now about the Cousin Brucey show on the Sirius XM, which I did hear. I have to tell you, they sang directly into the mic. There's no auto-tuning. Auto-tuning is only in the studio like you do in a recording studio, which most kids do today. A lot of people do today. Not everybody, but, you know, some people, oh, that note doesn't sound good. Let me bend it, you know. It's one thing to do a lot of them do a whole lot, but they had none. And I'm telling you, they sound fantastic. I'm a big fan of theirs. And I was a fan of theirs young. I wasn't as big a fan as I am today because I'm even more impressed about how they sound now than when they first came out. They really have it. I mean, Paul has more energy than most people I know. He's
well,
a great.
Well, you can hear it on the phone with him. It's like holy mackerel.
Yes, and you know he's great, and you know you know what he's good at. That landscape, because that when you know while he was doing the early on with the tour and getting back into it, people don't realize he was the landscape designer for Grimm.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, yes, can I need your help? Because I don't know how to grow anything out of my garden here, you know. And he's fantastic. I mean, and he, every morning when we were doing chiller, he'd come out, and him and the family, they would be singing every 15 minutes from like 9 o'clock on, and everybody would be like, he would get everybody. They would get everybody, you know, up. Let's put it that way. They would sing,
I mean,
and
I,
it would
I
put
think
a smile on your
it,
face.
There is a great desire right now to reconnect with things that do make us happy. There's so much going on that's just so crazy. And this music, these performers, it was a time when the media didn't take away our innocence because it wasn't 24/7 every second of the day. So there is a lot of innocence and happiness with the music. And I'm not saying that it, you know, it was all pure and all blah, blah, blah. But there,
no.
It was a different time. It will never be again, ever. And for them to be able to go back out and recreate it and bring back those kind of smiles and memories and create new audiences, that's why I wanted to know, are you going to do new music? Because that will be fabulous. Fabulous.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait
so
to
later
do, I can't wait
tell
to
me, you're
going to
tell me later what the secret, what the surprise is for him. That's cutting room,
well,
right? I won't
think
tell
about
him,
it.
I promise.
Okay.
I promise I won't tell.
Oh my God. I will tell you how the show is on the next, when we speak next, because I can't
good,
wait to
good,
see
good.
Them.
When is the show for you?
Wednesday? I'm going to go on the Wednesday, which is the Englewood, you know, the Bergen Pack Theater, which is a lovely little theater. I've seen Brian Wilson there. I've seen Foreigner there. I've seen the Moody Blues there. So it's a nice, beautiful old theater. So it's lovely. And then, what was it? And this week, what am I doing this week? I'm getting ready, you know. I come back from Liverpool. I'm getting ready to go back to Liverpool.
I know, that's coming up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
And I can't wait. I mean, at the end of August, I will be in Liverpool. It's going to be great. I love the people from Liverpool. You know, and Philip Black, who is one of the wonderful singers from back in the 60s, passed away also yesterday. I mean, it's like she was living in Spain, and apparently over the weekend or something like that, she passed away. Very sad. I mean, she sang some beautiful songs. She had a deep voice. This is the irony. She had a very very soulful voice, and her real name was Priscilla White, but she had such a deep, wonderful, soulful sound. They called Priscilla Black.
Wow. So. Yeah, it seemed like it was unexpected. Her death, because it seemed to shock everybody. And wow.
Yeah, and you know, they said natural causes. I don't, you know. The only thing is that to me was that I read somewhere she said, you know, I'd rather be gone by 75 because I think you're on the downhill. And I'm thinking to myself, no, don't say that.
No, don't say that.
I know.
Yike a mighty.
Yeah, so it's just crazy. So anyway, so that's that. And then, you know, this weekend was just, I can't, the heat, as much as I love the winter, you know, I don't like the winter, the heat is also oppressing, especially if it's muggy, and I can't deal with that. I don't know. You know?
No. I just have decided that I'm going to use the heat to my advantage, and I'm running in the morning, I'm sweating up a storm, and I'm thinking seriously of wrapping myself in some shrink wrap. So it might work to my advantage.
Okay.
I chicklet. I don't know. Well, you know, I'm training for a half marathon. I decided to do it. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
wow.
not pretty. Yeah, it's not pretty. If anybody's out
Ooh,
get a lot
did
of
I just
crazy
lose you?
Looks. But yeah, listen, our cheap cyber secretary just prodded us to tell us we're 90 seconds out from the end of the show.
Ooh.
Well, listen.
All right.
You're going to go see the Happy Together
yep.
tour, Paul, and
yes.
I'm going to talk to you in a few minutes.
Yes.
When I get my
and you know, I want to wish everybody you know, a good week, and
yes.
And hopefully that, you know, like I said, I hope the people out west, you know, especially with the you know, those forest fires, and you know, because they're so dry, I hope Mother Nature will be some time. I
know.
Wish them well. I know they lost a lot, thousands and firefighters. They lost one already, and I. You know, I and the tornadoes in Chicago and the things that Mother Nature's been very rough. And then, you know what?
She's
and those
been angry.
And that plane. And what about the plane? Mm-hmm. They found the plane, but they're not sure that that's the plane either. So
yeah.
We're not sure.
So, you know what? I hope for the victims' family's sake that that is, so that they can know,
yeah.
you know.
Because they're not confirming it.
Crazy.
Now they're not confirming it. They're saying it's a possibility it's not. Because it doesn't even match. I don't know. Let's see. But anyway.
All right, listen, we got time,
mm-hmm.
love bug.
Okay.
So I will talk to you when I talk to you.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
That's Miss May Payne. And I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.